Hey, this is Matthias Kahn from The Burning Hell, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation. How you doing? I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland.
Hello.
Hello. We are counting down the charts from earshot-online.com. Great little website. And these are for the week ending Tuesday, May 14th, 2013. And Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
You will find the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is generally published every Tuesday evening at that website, earshot-online.com. You can also find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. You heard numbers 20 to 11 in the first hour. We're about to move into the top 10 following this little break. And you can also find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. They also submit other published charts, which include some weekly genre reports, including electronic, hip-hop, internet, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some really fine features on that website, which include interviews, reviews, and a whole slew of other stuff. So check it out.
Speaking is something that
it's important that to radio.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's difficult.
It's hard to do when you've got so many thoughts. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook, and Twitter @earshot20, our handle. All great ways to get in contact with us, and all great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like to be featured on our show. And that'll be coming up in this hour of the program. We've had a lot of emails come in and we're really happy about that. And today you'll hear from a Manitoba artist who goes by the name Ryan Rowe, and that's his real name. I'm not saying that that's his pseudonym as a did I use that word right? Sometimes I never, I always use words and then I wonder if it was appropriate.
Never word. Question yourself. Just no. Run with it.
Yeah. His pseudonym though. That's a.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's his real name.
Just run with it.
Okay. So we'll hear from him a little later on in the program, but first we're going to get things kicked off and you're going to hear starting at number 10.
All right. We're going to hear from Iron and Wine, rising up from number 13 this week in the newest album, Ghost on Ghost. You're going to hear a track called New Mexico's No Breeze.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Stuck with the bad girls, your mama would. years old, 19, you were blowing away.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
I'm a lightweight, waiting for a Skype date. It feels so great. I can't wait, accept your call, receive the transmission, kill some time, do in the dishes, hang the clock in the kitchen sink, find the last line, mix one more drink, yeah, I'm a lightweight, waiting for a Skype date. Wonder how you're doing or how you've been. Pretty much straight up wondering. Tune my guitar, step out into the yard. It's been too long since we've seen the stars. Close my email and all other applications. I don't want to freeze up or add any complications. I'm a lightweight, waiting for a Skype date. Oh, 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 I'm a lightweight, waiting for a Skype date.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Cosmic Manipulations by the Highest Order this week on the program at number 8, up from 39, and their new record, If It's Real. At number 9, up from 11, was Shotgun Jimmy, and from the album Everything, Everything You Heard, Skype Date. And New Mexico's No Breeze by Iron and Wine at number 10, up from 13, and the new record, Ghost on Ghost.
Okay, quick break from the charts to chat with an emerging Canadian artist who has recently released his first full-length album. His name is Ryan Rowe, and he joins us now. Ryan, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
So tell us a bit about your album and how you made this dream a reality, because I know it took some work on your part, including some pretty extensive fundraising.
Yeah, this album, I've been writing music for over a decade. I spent most of my 20s moving constantly. This is a short version of it, which means every time I kind of started something, a musical project, it just kind of got shut down because I cut town or whatever. So I've written a lot of songs, and what this album represents is kind of what I feel like were some of the best of the songs that I'd never been able to do much with. I recorded it in Grand Prairie, Alberta, which is in the northwest of the province, at my friend's studio, which is on a farm, because that's very Alberta. But he's got a great small studio that he's built out there on the farm. And he's a good friend of mine, and I do lots of work for him, so we were able to come to an arrangement. And then I did a grassroots fundraising amongst family, friends, acquaintances, and other people to try and raise some money to help get the album mastered. And, you know, just be able to pay for the first run of CDs and do some photos and things like that. And I, very surprisingly, was able to raise over $1,600, which was amazing and very, very surprising in some ways. I was kind of hoping to get a couple hundred at best. So that was really cool. And then I was able to put it out and get a really great mastering job on it by this guy named T.W. Welsh out of Boston, who played for the Soft Drugs and Page of the Lion and has done a lot of work on some pretty good indie artists. And then I was able to finally get it released and promptly went back to university full time and kind of got really busy with that for a little bit. So, yeah.
So it's been quite a busy time for you.
Yeah, it really is. I have a daughter who's about to turn 2 and I'm married, and I went back to school full time last fall, and I haven't really been in school full time, you know, since high school. And I work part time on top of that, and my wife works part time on top of that. And, you know, we just kind of swap the baby depending on who's doing what. So, yeah, it's kind of a complex schedule right now, but it's where it needs to be.
So, At Last, My Dear is your first full length. Where did the inspiration come from for the album and the songs that people will hear if they go and listen to this?
Sure. Well, the title of the album basically refers to the fact that it took me so long to get this project out, and there's a sense of finally involved in that. And, you know, there's also that element of, I think everyone kind of has goals and dreams that seem to slip them by, and, you know, you feel this weight off your shoulders if you manage to accomplish them. And there's also a sense of not giving up, you know. It's very easy to think, like, you know, I didn't do it when the time was best, so why bother? And you know, I could have been there, and I think a lot of people get there when it comes to their dreams. But you can usually find a way to do them on some level. As far as the songs of the album, they come from a different perspectives, depending on the different times in my life. A couple of them were written when I was living in Kelowna, and, you know, I got engaged to a girl, and it ended in flames, so there's some elements of that. There's a couple songs that are just written from some very dark places in life. There's other songs, too, that are written. You know, I wrote one of the songs was written for my wedding, so it was a really nice love song for my wife. And a couple songs are just kind of about life and are very much about, I think one of the big themes in my lyrics is about the fact that we're all in this together as people and as humans, and trying to find some sense of, I don't want to sound kind of weird on it or anything like that, but, you know, just when you think about things that are going on in the world today, and without touching on anything too clear, but there's a lot of division, there's a lot of people and things, and I hope that people can kind of come together more and support other people and be a little bit more tolerant and compassionate.
So people can expect then a pretty eclectic listening experience when it comes to this record. There's a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it all kind of fits into this, you know, melodic, guitar-driven, alternative rock kind of vibe. Or, you know, as Futurama once described it, vaguely folkish alternative rock. This is from a great episode where Beck guest starred and hung out with Bender. But, yeah, you know, so there's a couple more charging rockers on there, and then there's some, you know, slower tunes in 6/8, and there's a couple more emotional kind of, you know, hope tunes that kind of maybe get to that real big emotional climax, and then there's just a couple of just fun, poppy, you know, catchy, fun to sing along tunes. So it's not like it's here's the punk song, here's the rock metal song, and things like that. But yeah, it's, you know, it I hope it's not a one-note album. I feel like there's a decent amount of variety going on in it.
So if listeners like what they hear, where can they find more?
You can get everything kind of on your favorite place. You can find it. It's on iTunes. It's on Bandcamp. It's on largely any place you can get digital distributed music. iTunes is great, of course, and if you go to my Bandcamp, it's actually a pay-what-you-want download, so you can get it for absolutely free if you want. You can get it there, and you can, if you really want, you can order a CD or a cassette tape. I did a limited run of cassettes, and I did a small run of CDs, so that's cool. And you can go to my YouTube channel, and you can stream the entire album and watch some live performances, a music video, and a small documentary on the making of the record.
Right on. And you can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. We'll post a link to your page and a link to some of the other links that you've sent us that you've mentioned there, so people can check that out. Ryan, thanks for chatting.
Thanks very much, man. I appreciate it.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Ryan Rowe on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
I would teach you how to play guitar if you would teach me how to breathe. I would teach you how to feel again if you would teach me how to see. And wouldn't it be wonderful? And wouldn't it be everything we had hoped for and everything that we need? I'd teach you new things about the love of Christ. You would do the same, Darlene. It would be our life, and I'd love the silver in your hair. You would be okay when money's scarce. And I would forget that we made plans, and I'd make you frustrated that you chose me as your man. And I'd wait till morning for you to come home, and I'd help you to stand when you can't on your own. And wouldn't it be wonderful? And wouldn't it be everything we had hoped for and everything that we need? And wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be everything we had hoped for and everything that we need? Hey, graceful, it's so good to hear your voice again, and I really wish you would stay. You home, I would do my best to love you. I would do my best.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Strictly Reserved for You by Charles Bradley. This week at number 6, up from 16 from his album Victim of Love. Before that, at number 7, up from 10, you heard No Joy with a track from their latest album, Wait to Pleasure, called Black Neck Riviera.
If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online. I'm Anthony Emmon, that's Brian Cleveland, and we're into the thick of it. Almost done the countdown, but we're going to take a quick break now and give you the lowdown. That's right, it's that part of the program where Brian tells you some of the albums making debuts on the charts below the top 20, but could over the weeks make their way up to us.
Lots of new music this week. 11 new albums charting below the top 20 this week. At number 48, you'll find the debut of the debut album from Montreal duo Un, called Untitled. At number 46, Montreal-based electronic art rock duo Valleys released their second full-length album. That's called Are You Going to Stand There and Talk Weird All Night? By Al Tuck at number 45, described by Exclaim as his wildest album ever, the veteran Halifax-based artist's latest release is his seventh, and at number 45, it is called Stranger at the Wake. At number 44 is the fourth studio album from New York's dance rock three-piece The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and it was produced by Nick Launay, Dave Sitek, and James Murphy, and it's called Mosquito. At number 42 is Guided by Voices, and the 20th album from Robert Pollard's alternative rock outfit from Dayton, Ohio, and that is an album called English Little League. At number 40 is DL Incognito, and the Ottawa-bred Toronto-based hip-hop artist released his fifth album. It's called Someday is Less Than a Second Away. At number 39 is Golden Youth. The Vancouver quartet Golden Youth is out on Arts and Crafts. Their debut is called Beyond Wilderness. At number 38 is Daughter and the debut full-length album of Bliss Pop. Ambient Indie from the London trio formed by Alana Tonra is called If You Leave. At number 33, previously Uncle Bad Tough, the band featuring former Priestess frontman Mikey Heppner and Catherine McConaughey have changed their name to UBT and released their sophomore album of psych-tinged garage pop, and that is a new album called Ego Orientation. At number 29, cellist Rebecca Foon, a member of Esmerine and formerly with The Silver Mount Zion and Set Fire to Flames, releases her debut album called I Thought It Was Us, But It Was All of Us. And finally, at number 26, the Vancouver group The Abramson Singers, led by Leah Abramson, releases their sophomore record, which is entitled Late Riser.
All right, thanks, Brian. And in lieu of my name pick of the week, because there wasn't really any name that stood out, I am going to give you my pick of the week for the albums that I just heard, and that is Are You Going to Stand There and Act Weird All Night, which is a mantra to my life.
All right, so we're going to move back into the charts. At the number 5 mark, debuting in that spot, is our final debut from the Ottawa-based audiovisual trio A Tribe Called Red, and they released their second full-length album called Nation to Nation. You're going to hear a track called Sweet Milk Pop.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Come on. But I want you to be around, and I want you in my hand, yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Pure Pain by Kurt Vile from his new record, Waken on a Pretty Days. That's at number 4 from 7. Before that, debuting at number 5 is A Tribe Called Red from the album Nation to Nation. You heard Sweet Milk Pop.
3 more to bring you before the hour is up, and we're going to get right to it. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
All right, sitting still number 3 this week is Born Ruffians from the album Birthmarks. You're going to hear a track called Never Age, and Switching Spots are our number 1 and number 2 from the week before. At number 2, down from number 1 last week is The Besnard Lakes, Intel in Excess, Imperceptible UFO, and at number 1 is Young Galaxy. You'll hear tracks from that album, Ultramarine. We'll let you know what you heard when you return.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
You feel the wind never at your back.
Can you hear me knocking from the other side?
Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Privileged Poor by Young Galaxy from their album Ultramarine, the number one charting album across the nation in the campus and community radio charts. At number two this week was the Besner Lakes Until an Excess Imperceptible UFO. You heard a track called The Spectre, and you heard Never Age by Born Ruffian, sitting still at number three from their album Birthmarks.
Another week, another countdown done. Big thanks to Ryan Rowe for contacting us. Get a feature on for him. Shelley Robinson for joining us. She's the NCRA Executive Director, and she was talking to us about the National Campus Radio Community Radio Awards. So remember, get your nominations in. And of course, Senior Editor for Exclaim, Stephen Karlick, for our entertainment news. Join us again next week, 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time at St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, Local 107.3 FM. We then send out to syndication to lots of great stations across Canada. And you can also find us on radioforall.net. You search Earshot 20, and we have a podcast on iTunes as well. So lots of ways to listen to the show. Thank you very much for joining us, and stay tuned for more great campus and community radio programming. It's on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.